Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
We are at the last chapter of Hebrews. There you go. We are at the last chapter of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. We have spent a couple of weeks on the amazing book. This whole book is about a newly established Christian church, the Hebrew church or Jewish church. How do they face the difficulties, the challenges, even the persecutions during in the first century of the Roman Empire?
我们花了些时间讲这本希伯来书，就是讲到说，在第一世纪的基督徒在面对罗马的这些各种各样的迫害的时候，他们是怎么样生活的。
Lots of you are first generation Christians.
大部分大家在座的都是第一代基督徒。
Myself included.
包括 我牧师他自己。
I do not have a rich history, heritage, or tradition about Christianity.
我没有一个基督教的一个背景和这样的一个。
As far as I know, I'm the first one. I was the first one in my family who became a Christian.
我也是在我家中第一个成为基督徒的人。
Almost 30 years ago. But how do the first Christian, first generation Christian, or the newly established Jewish church in the context face all the secular life that we are living in?
在这个情况当中呢，就是新的这个基督徒，还有新的犹太人，他们所成立的教会是怎么样活在这一个文化的一个潮流下。
That's the main question Book of Hebrews is trying to address.
这个也是希伯来书作者想要跟我们去讲的一些问题。
If you don't remember anything, remember the title of the series. It's called The Supremacy of Christ.
如果您什么也不记得，请记得就是耶稣基督他是超越的。
He's above all religion. He's above all angels. What?
他是超越一切的宗教，一切的天使。
He's above all the religious rituals. He's above all the religious and the political leaders. He is the center of our life. He's the center of the universe.
他也超过一切的宗教仪式，超过一切的政治政党。他是我们的中心，也是宇宙的中心。
So when you're frustrated and disappointed, or even persecuted in your life, you're facing difficulty with the darkness.You can always look upon him. He's the anchor of your life. That's the main thing for the book of Hebrews.
所以在我们生活中面对任何的困难和险阻的时候，我们都可以把目光聚焦在耶稣基督身上，因为他是这个一切的中心。
Now come to the last chapter of the book. And in all the letters and epistles, last chapter or the last couple of chapters always focus on the applications or exhortations of theTheological truth.
所以我们花时间在最后一章里面，它总是会讲到一些我们可以去应用的部分。
Yeah, see, the last word of chapter 12 is the God is consuming fire.
十二章的最后一节讲到，因为我们的神是烈火。
Then all of a sudden, chapter 13 is talking about the brotherly love. So when God is a consuming fire, He is the Almighty God.He doesn't tolerate darkness and any sinfulness. Now, if you are called disciples of this God or converted by God's grace and the gospel, what shall you behave in the daily life?
所以接着上帝是烈火，我们看到说上帝他是容不了一点的黑暗，容不了一点的罪。那作为他的门徒，我们大家应该怎么样去反应呢？
Chapter 13 has 25 verses. We're going to...Study 16 verses of this chapter.
13章有25节，我们今天会学16节。
Let's read the word of God first, then we pray, then we get into the text.
我们一起来读上帝的话。
I believe the Chinese version has been put on the screen. I'm going to read in English.
然后中文会在屏幕上，然后牧师会帮大家来读英文。
And I'm going to read from the ESV.
然后会用 ESV 的。
Hebrews chapter 13.Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Verse 4. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous.Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, for you can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Verse 7, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God, consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those who devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest that sacrificed for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Verse 13, therefore let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach endured, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then let us continually offer up the sacrifice to praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to the word of God.
神，我们来到你面前，来到你话语面前。
Give us a faith that we know you are God who speaks even today.
给我们这样的信心，你是如今都说话的上帝。
Oh, Holy Spirit, speak to our heart so that we not only understand what you say, but to want to obey you and love you and serve you.
神，圣灵，请让我们不只是头脑上的理解，而是让我们能够顺服你，爱你，然后也去侍奉你。
May the service we have in front of you be pleasing to you.
今天的敬拜在你眼前蒙悦纳。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen. So the 16 verses, we have basically three points. It's a very, very applicable, practical teaching for us.
所以在16节的内容里面有三个点都是大家很好去应用的。
Verse 1 to verse 3, we have ethics toward others. We talk about how to behave toward other people.
1到3节我们讲到对别人的我们要怎么样去对待别人。
Verse 4 to verse 6, we talk about the ethics toward self.
我们第四到第六节，我们是讲我们怎么对待自己。
How do you live a Christian worthy life?
我们怎么样做一个配得去活的一个人生。
And all the way verse 7 to verse 16, the author of Hebrew basically urges us to remember. Remember the instructors or the leaders of your life and remember Christ.
所以在七到十六节里面讲到说，我们要去记得，我们记得耶稣基督，也记得教导我们的人。
Okay, so how do you live a Christian, a Christ worthy life?
我们怎么样活一个去侍奉主的一个生活
？Verse 1 to verse 3, it's actually not that hard to understand.
第一到第三节并不是那么难的懂。
It says, "Let brotherly love continue."
也讲到说，我们存弟兄相爱的心。
Brotherly love.Is actually the name of the city in the United States, a 6 million population city. Do you know what that is?
我们弟兄相爱就是美国的一个城市，有六百万的人口。
It's a Philadelphia. It's philo is love. Delphia is basically Delphia is brotherly love, love each other.
就是费城，然后它就是一个弟兄相爱之城的一个意思。
Yeah, we just talked about in the Sunday school. Actually, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is established by Quakers.
我们也聊到了说，在 Pennsylvania 宾夕法尼亚州也是由贵格会成立的。
It's actually not the foreign concept for Christians. The love, brotherly love, is a telltale sign for Christians to be called Christians.
所以我们弟兄相爱的一个是我们基督徒，我们自称是基督徒的一个表征。
The John 13:35, all people know that you are my disciples if you have love for each other, right?
约翰福音也讲说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就知道你是我的门徒了。
So if you call yourself a Christian, if you call you a follower for Christ,
如果我们想我们是基督徒，基督的门徒
，and if you claim the supremacy of Christ in your life,
我们如果说耶稣基督在我们生命中是超越的一个存在
，one of the first things that you can ask yourself or people can see in your life is how do you do with the people around you, especially those people who are called brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们之中一个特别的表征就是我们对周围的人是怎么样，特别是我们称为弟兄姐妹的那群人。
Lots of you are in cell groups.
我们很多人都在学生在小组当中。
In the cell groups, sometimes you share the burdens, I mean the need, the issues and problems.In schools and families and all that.
在小组中，我们会分享在生活、在学业当中各种各样的重担。
What do you do?
我们会做什么呢
？I will pray for you.
我为你祷告一下。
Then you forget about it.
然后肯定第二天就忘了。
Then it's over.
然后就没事了。
That's actually not love. That's called lip service.
这个不是爱，这是一个我们用嘴巴在服侍别人的。
Brotherly love takes actions.
弟兄相爱是需要行动的。
The people who are in need your help. Go ahead and do it. Sometimes it will take a lot of sacrifice to do it.
有人需要帮助，你就需要亲身的在那里。有的时候甚至需要你付上一定的代价。
That's the first thing.
这是我们第一个要讲的。Love.
The second thing is interesting.
第二个就很有意思。
It's the love of hospitality.
讲的说待客之道。
Neglect to show hospitality to who?
我们讲说对谁的一个待客之道。
To strangers.
对不认识的人。
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. So that's basically referred to Genesis 18, where Abraham entertained the three strangers who are angels, basically. And one of them is actually Jehovah, God himself.
有时候我们不知不觉就接待了天使，他就是像在创世纪十八章里面讲，亚伯拉罕接待了三位天使，其中一位就是上帝。
So the first one is brotherly love. The second one is love for strangers.
第一个就是弟兄的爱，第二个是我们对邻舍不认识的人的爱。
The people who you don't even know，
这些我们不认识。
The word, the Hebrew word for that is philoxenia. Yeah, philo is a love, xenia is a strangers. Basically, love the strangers. So there's actually a disease called that, but hey.
所以就是 philoxenia 就是爱邻不认识的人，然后这个后面有人。
In older days.In old days, nowadays, if someone comes into town, someone you don't know want to visit you and stuff, and what do they go? They go to Holiday Inn, they go to different hotels, and they have Airbnb, all those type of things. All the good old, the first century, there's no inn, there's no hotels. Inns are the place where you got to get robbed. You got to flee and everything else. And so inns or hotels are a bad place to be at that time.
So we now, we go...拜访一个地方，我们肯定会去不同的酒店。但是在第一世纪里面没有酒店，然后酒店是一个比较不好的一个地方，很脏很乱。
So if you want to show that you belong to Christianity, you call yourself disciple of Christ. The second thing is you show your love for strangers. One of the things that you do usually at that time and also at this time, this 21st century, is open house, open your house.
所以我们讲到说，如果我们是基督徒的一个表征，第二个就是我们要对陌生人展现一定的爱，特别是在二十一世纪里面，我们也是对外人去敞开我们自己的家庭。
Yeah, we love you, we pray for you, but you know, I keep everything to myself. That's actually not a love.
我爱你，然后我也为你祷告，但是我把所有的东西都不给你，这也不是一个爱。
It's very, very challenging these days because, you know, we are individualistic person.In America, we have our own little border. I mean, if you get into my yard, it's called a trespass. I can charge you for that. So we don't want anybody to invade our terrain or territory, and we don't want that.
在当今的二十一世纪，尤其特别在美国极度个体化的一情况下，我们甚至不可以去踩到别人家的草坪，我们甚至可能会因此犯法。
Love of God, love for strangers, challenge that kind of individualistic way of thinking.
对陌生人的爱，对陌生人的爱的表现，就是挑战了我们这种极度个人化的一种想法。
That's the second thing. I'm moving pretty fast. I'm going to park on the second and third point.
我会很快的过，然后我会把时间花在第二个和第三段的内容。
You can tell that I don't unpack a lot of stuff. I just basically move along. Just bear with me.
Yeah, 就是我们会很快的过。
I can do this all day. But the third one is empathy.
第三个就是有一个怜悯之心。
Remember the first point we have the ethics toward others, brotherly love, love for strangers. The third one is empathy.
第三个就是我们要对人有怜悯之心。
Specifically those in a prison.
对那些受监受穷的人有怜悯之心。
This verse is not talking about the prison I see on a daily basis. You know, I work in a jail, so not that type of people. Those people are charged and criminals, they are in prison. These people, they are basically mistreated. They put into prison because of what they believe.
这些人讲的不是说现在牧师他经常拜访的这些监牢，因为他们做错了事情，所以被关起来。讲的是这些人因为他信仰的缘故被关起来的。
So those people who are being mistreated are those people not necessarily for 21st century are not necessarily those people and put into prison because America don't put you into prison just because you're Christian, but there were so many people who are being mistreated on a daily basis, right?Being mistreated by dad and mom and families and your boss and everywhere else. How do you deal with those people? How do you love them?
当今我们不会在美国，我们不会因为信仰的缘故被关起来。我们讲的，而是这些不被正当对待的人，有很多人被他的家人、被周围的人、被他的上司所不正确对待。
It requires the word called empathy. You feel what they feel. You experience what they experience.
所以就是我们能够感同身受的体会他所感受的，然后知道他在经历些什么。
Yeah, and I just give you one advice. When you guys are doing the cell group, you share all the burdens among yourself. Some people will say, you know, I feel like I'm being treated in my company, in my business. I mean, he or she is sharing their own life in front of you, expose their own life, being mistreated.And you just basically brush it off. Oh, I will pray for you. Oh, yeah, the American government is bad. We need to get this. That person is hurting. And you're talking about politics? You have zero empathy. That's pretty bad sharing. Next time, they're not going to say anything about your life anymore.
举一个例子，就是当我们在小组当中有人在分享他所经历的事情的时候，他感觉他被错误的对待了。然后这个时候是我们最不应当去说啊、哦，我会为你祷告。然后现在世界怎么不好，怎么不好？而这个时候不是让我们去讲政治的时候，而是我们怎么样去关心他的时候。
So that's the first point. Three points in that first point. Brotherly love, which is Philadelphia. Love of strangers is Philoxenia.And empathy toward those who are being mistreated. That's the first point.
所以第一个点里面就讲了弟兄的爱、邻舍的爱，还有一个我们怎么样去同情别人。
The second point is ethics toward self.
第二个就是我们自我的一个道德。
It's a three points in there as well.
也有三个点。
It's marriage, money, or sex, money, and the mindset.
我们讲到说性，然后还有我们自己的金钱，还有我们自己当怎么样去思考。
Have you ever thought of how those first century Christians, what kind of difference did they make so that the Christian became an international belief system within 30 years? What did they really do to make such a big impact? Those guys didn't have weapons, they didn't have universities, they didn't have mass media, no Instagram, no Facebook. How did they do it? How did they do it?
我们想一下，在三十年第一世纪里面，这些基督徒他们没有任何的武器，没有任何的钱财，也没有任何的媒体去帮他们宣传，他们是怎么样扩散到全世界的
？And the message they deliver, some people resurrected from death. Are you kidding me? I mean, what is this?
然后他们对别人讲什么，就讲说有人从死里复活了，人就说你在跟我开玩笑吗
？If you really want to know what kind of impact they made, you look at their life.
如果我们想知道他们到底做了什么样的一个改变，我们要看到他们的生活。
How does this belief system, the Christ, the Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus Christ, what kind of impact this Jesus Christ have on their life, on their family life, on their private life? That's where we're going into.
我们看到的是耶稣基督他复活对这些人的个人生活，还有对他平日里对人的怎么样去对待别人看到的改变。
Two things,
两件事情。
Same exactly concept.Even today, what kind of impact do we Christians can have on the secular world out there? Two things you need to keep in mind.
我们有两个事情我们可以去思考，在当今的主流的文化之下。
Sex and money.
就基本就是性，还有金钱，还有财富。
In the first century Christians, very, very interesting, okay? If you remember Ephesians 4 and 5, Ephesians 5, Paul was talking about the marriage, okay? He said that the marriage belongs to one wife, one husband and one wife. The husband to be the leader. The wife need to be to submit to the husband. It's one and lasting forever. That's never heard of in the first century. Never heard of.
我们看到保罗在以弗所书五章里面讲的婚姻是一男一女一夫一妻，有一个领导的，有一个是顺服者。在第一世纪，这是没有人去讲的。
It was so common for a man to get a sex outside and have a wife, lot of wives. There's no law against it, and everybody's doing it. That's a common teaching and a practice in the first century Christian world, Roman Empire. And Paul was teaching something.Extraordinary, evolutionary.
在第一世纪的罗马的情况下呢，这男人是可以去有婚外情的，也可以去和不同的人发生性关系，甚至可以有不同的太太。
So he's very the Christianity when it comes to the sexual ethics is very stingy. Is you belong to your wife and your wife's body belong to you and you exclusively.
所以在基督徒基督教所提出来就是说你是你太太的你太太是你的然后你们只有彼此可以想分享。
But when it comes to money, it's very, very generous. The money does not belong to you. You give it to whoever who's in need. The Corinthian church, you are rich. Go give the money to the people in Jerusalem. I'm going to carry all the money all the way there.The people in Macedonia have done it. You promised to do it. I'm going to ask you to do it again. So when it comes to sex, they are very, very stingy. And when it comes to money, they are very, very generous.
所以在保罗里面有讲到说，对关金钱观是非常开放的。我们要把这个钱给有需要的人，就像跟教会，如果你有钱的话，你要把它分享给耶路撒冷人，就像马其顿所做的那样。
The secular world is just the opposite. They are very generous about their body. You know, I want to sleep with whoever I want.Yeah, I'm very generous, and I want to ask other people to be generous as well. It's in the 21st century exactly the same thing. But when it comes to money, this is mine. You can't touch my money, you know?
所以在主流的一个文化下，这个性，他们对性的态度是非常开放，但是对金钱是非常保守的。他可以说，我可以跟任何人去分享我的身体，但是我的钱，没有人可以动它。
I don't care what you call yourself, even if you call yourself a Christian, if your sex life and your money life,It's exactly the same as your secular neighbor. You are making zero impact on their life.
不论在座各位是怎么样，如果您的性生活还有就是你的金钱观和世界的人没有什么区别的话，那我不管你是基督徒是怎么样。
The only difference is you go to church on Sunday to give, you know, satisfy your religious, you know, conscience, and the other guy go to golf club.
我们和不信的人没有任何的区别，只是星期天我们去教会，其他人他只是星期天去打高尔夫球。
The rest of the week, you are living exactly the same way as they are.
然后除了敬拜的时间以外，我们一周的生活和别人并无两样。
So when it comes to the application of the theology, the supremacy of Christ, the author of Hebrew comes back to the topic, marriage and money.
所以当我们讲到说超越的基督。的时候，这个作者就回到了性还有钱的上面。
Verse 4,
第四节。
Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage be unfiled. A marriage bed be unfiled, for God will judge the sexual immoral and adulterous.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Marriage is the thing that's going away these days.
当今的社会里面，婚姻已经变得那么慢慢的变得不重要了。
There's a movie called Up in the Air.
有一个电影叫做在云端。
Yeah, that's George Clooney. The movie
是乔治布鲁尼演的。
Yeah, the movie it's okay. It's some inappropriate acts in there, but there's something the actors are trying to challenge the marriage, the concept of the marriage.He's asking the lady character, sell me marriage. He's single. That girl is trying to see someone to get into the marriage. He's been there like in his 40s and 50s. He preached the message that you need to be light on your life. You need to get rid of everything that becomes a bondage in your life. You reach the life where you live for yourself. That's the life that's most satisfying. And the girl is trying to marry a boy.Try to get into marriage. They're talking about those things. He asked the girl, okay, sell me marriage. Just sell me. It's that girl made a very hard case. Just couldn't do it. Just be lonely. I'm surrounded by people. I'm not lonely. I talk to people all the time. I want to have sex. I pay the money. I get the sex. You know, I'm independent. I don't need anybody. I'm good. I'm happy. Why do I need the piece of paper to prove that I need to be someone? It's ridiculous. Do you still want to get married? We're going to have 5 couples going to get married next year. I don't know. Yes, you still want to. You still translating or it's just...
I'm waiting for you. Okay. 所以大概这个意思就是说，这个人呢，就是很有钱到一个程度，他对一个女的去讲说，你把这个婚姻卖给我，然后这个女的就说，你这个事儿根本办不成。如果大家感兴趣，可以去看看《In the Air》这个电影。然后未来下一年里面，我们会有5对新人会结婚。
I like that. Yeah, okay. Very quick. Just watch the movie. If you do not have an ordinance from God, if you do not accept the concept from God that the marriage is ordained by God Himself. There is actually no reason for you to get married. This is 21st century, come on. The boys do not need the girls to live. The girls do not need the boys. Everybody can get a job. Everybody can get a 401k. You can live your own life. You can go to Instagram. You can play video game. You can entertain yourself to death. You don't need anyone to be around with you, and all the burdens you have, kids and house and all, when you get a divorce, it's very expensive. It's just too much. There's no reason to get married until you know the marriage is ordained by God. It's the only reason.
如果我们不能够认定这个婚姻是神所设立的话，婚姻没有任何存在的意义。在21世纪的当下，每个人现在都可以有工作，男的不需要女的，女的不需要男的。你可以从你的网络、从社群媒体、从各种各样的方式得到你想要的。但是如果我们不能够认定说这是神所设立的，这个说实话就没有任何存在的必要。
Marriage is a covenant. It's not just a covenant between husband and wife. It's a covenant between us and God.
所以婚姻是一个约，它不只是男和女之间的约，而是他们和上帝之间的约。
The union between the husband and God is to reflect the union or the covenant between us and God Himself.
男和女彼此结合，就好像是基督和我们彼此结合一样。
It's totally incompatible people, the couple, get together to become a new creature.
所以两个完全不一样的人结合到一起，成为一个新造的，成为一体。
That's to reflect what God wants people to become.
这就好像上帝想让我们成为怎么样的人一样。
So if you do not have that concept of marriage,If the marriage is not going to hold very long.
如果你没有这样从神来的一个角度的话，这个婚姻可能不会持续很久。
At least, it becomes very boring very quickly.
至少很快很快，你会觉得这个东西并没有任何意思。
You don't get divorced because it's too much.
因为你也不想去离婚，因为这个花费太大了。
Some people say this. Love, okay, love is what? Love is...A temporary insanity curable by marriage.
爱是一个暂时的一个疯狂，但是它是可以被婚姻所治愈的。
Yeah, when you get a marriage, you don't get a love anymore because you become sane now.
就是如果你在婚姻里面了，你发现你恢复理智了。
But the Bible says the marriage need to be honored because it's not from us, it's from God Himself.
圣经里也讲，婚姻是应当被尊重，因为它不是从我们而来，是从神来的。
It's divinely given and deserves all the honor. That's what verse 4 is talking about.
第四节他说，因为是从神来的，所以他需要我们有足够的尊重。
And it talks about bed. Okay, marriage bed need not be undefiled.
那你讲到床也不可被污秽。
What do you do on bed? In marriage.
我们在婚姻里面做什么？
You have a sexual reunion on that. What's in the context? That's what to talk about.
在这个情况下，我们会有一个在婚姻里的相交。
If you think about that, that's the place. That's actually you can consider that as an altar. That husband and wife to donate to each other, to sacrifice to each other, to satisfy to each other. As a result of that, you have a new baby coming up. That's the bed. That's like a holy altar, God honored.So that's why it should not be undefiled.
所以床就好像是一个祭坛一样，在两个人在婚姻里面有这样的庆祝的时候，彼此献身，彼此委身，彼此牺牲，然后彼此满足，在这个过程中就有新的孩子出现。
So the marriage we talk about, you honor it, the bed need not be defiled, and the third thing is, God is going to judge the sexually immoral and adulterous.
婚姻要被尊重，床不可污秽，并且神要有一个审判。
Oh, we were thinking, you know, I'm committing kind of a sexual sin by watching pornography online. God is going to use the thunder to strike me down. No, not really.
我们想的是说，我们在房间里看一些不该看的一些色情的东西，然后我们想说，上帝会一个道雷给我劈了。
But eventually, the judgment is going to be upon us, and we know that already these days.
最终，上帝的审判会到我们。
When people are engaging in the sexual immorality without the protection of covenant, it's going to be really, really bad. Physically, we talk about all this STD as diseases.Mentally, we feel hatred, we feel isolated. Relationally, we are being left alone, estrangement, all the mental health problems. The judgment is upon us already.
所以当我们去做一些没有在婚约或者是在一个神约定中保护的一个性行为的时候，我们会发现会有不同的肉身上我们会有性传染疾病，然后同时心理上我们会觉得我们非常的孤独独立，然后甚至我们没有办法和别人去相处。这上帝的审判已经临到我们。
Sex is something that God really honored and protected in the marriage. Now is being treated as a recreational. That you can spend money to do this thing.
所以在上帝所设立的性里面，它是一个神圣的，但是现在大家只是拿它当做一个玩乐或者取乐一个东西。
Now we talked about this before.
我们之前讲过。
We talked about Ten Commandments. That's before. Young boys and girls, and even the older ones.I don't know what you're doing in front of a computer. I do not have the little camera in the house. But according to statistics, above 90% of young men are watching pornography almost on a weekly basis.
我们不知道大家在座的在家里，我没有办法看到说你们到底在干嘛，在你的电脑上做什么。但是根据数据统计，90%的男性会有看色情网站的习惯。
This congregation may be the outlier. We are the most holy ones. You know, we are 0%. I don't know.But if you're doing that, you are engaged in a sexually immoral behavior, you are the most sinful person that you can ever imagine. Because the sin, the essence of sin is self-centered. It's very self-centered. It's all about you. Look at you. You're looking at the darkness. You close the curtain. You're looking at the little things. You open the computer. You got all the images under the earth to do what? Just to satisfy you and yourself. You are not doing anybody to anyone, just yourself. You're the only one. You're the center of the universe. Isn't that a sinful thing?
所以我们想象在座的各位，是如果我们没有这样的一个在做这些的人的话呢，那我们就想象一下，在做这些人是在做些什么事情？他是在自己在一个黑暗的一个场景里面，然后自己在这里去看一些事情，去让自己得到一些享受和满足，但是他没有祝福到任何其他的人。
What about judgment? If you are addicted to that kind of thing, you don't even know how to deal with another sex, because you treat all the boys and girls as a sexual object, because that's where you are being brainwashed.By those computer images, you don't know how to deal with a real relationship. You don't know how to become, mature. Your life is kind of wasted. You're basically wasting your life away. Is that the judgment of God? Absolutely.
所以如果我们这经常在做这样的行动的时候，我们会发现我们没有办法和异性相处，我们不知道怎么样去建立一个真的关系，我们没有办法得到成熟，然后我们发现慢慢我们就是被自己隔离开了。
Okay.
这就是上帝的审判。
Enough of that. We spent the whole night last night talking about this.
Yeah, you know. 我们昨天在男生小组里面也有讲这些事情。
So that's the first thing.
这是第一个事情。
You know, ethics towards yourself, the first thing is marriage. Honor it. The bed should not be undefiled. And you know the judgment of God. That's.
第一件事情就是婚姻要被尊重，然后不可污秽，然后神也会做他要做的审判。
Then verse 5.I'm moving slowly now. Huh? Keep yourself free from a love of money and be content with what you have, for he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第五节讲到说你们不可以贪财，要以自己所有为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The money.
我们讲到钱。
Why do you love money?
为什么我们爱钱？
We love money. We desire for money. If you want to find a job, you want to find a job that pays well.
我们当然我们爱钱，因为我们找工作的时候就想找到一个能付我们更多薪水的工作。
That's why no one's go to philosophy anymore because they don't pay well.
所以现在很少人去学哲学，因为他根本就不付你任何钱。
Why we have such a desire for that monetary reward?
为什么我们有这样一个极大的欲望去要这个金钱上的奖赏？
It's actually related to what he said about God. God would never leave you, forsake you. Because the money, actually, you have the imagination that the money is going to promise you with your value, with your security, and with the freedom.
在这里面其实和下面讲的说，主说我不抛弃你有关系，因为为什么？因为钱会给我们价值，让我们觉得我们有安全感，并且让我们也有一定的自由，感受到自由。
When I came to the States, you know, lots of people have that kind of life. I was poor. I still don't have a lot of money, but I was even poorer. So I went to Target.I don't stay there. I went all the way back to the place where they have a little big red tag over there, said the clearance.
所以当我刚来到美国的时候，那时候很当然是那个时候比现在的情况更糟。那个时候我去 Target 里面，我不会去其他地方，只会跑到那个特价区域去。
I promised to myself that time. I don't know when. I promised to myself, when I have money.I will go to Target to buy whatever I want. I'm not going to look for the clearance anymore. I will make a lot of money.
在那时候，他就对自己有一个许诺，说当我有钱的时候，我肯定就不会去特价区，我会想买这 Target 里任何一个东西。
It's not the items I like. It's the freedom I want to enjoy.
这并不是我喜欢这个东西有多么，而是我觉得这个是一个很自由的事情。
The money will give you the better car, bigger house, and yacht, maybe a jet.
我想着说钱可以让我有一个好的车好房子，可能有游艇，甚至是有一个喷射艇。
And I can enjoy the feeling that when Patrick comes to me, Patrick, oh, you are so successful.
然后并且当 Patrick 看到我说你这是真是个成功人士，很羡慕。
So it's a freedom, it's a value, and a security. If I have enough money, I can buy all the medications. I can get to the priority line.I can do everything I want. That's the promise. But the problem is empty promise.
所以当我有钱的时候，我会感觉有价值，有安全感，并且会有这样的自由。我会有病的时候可以排到最前面，这让我感觉非常的好。
We live in a fear. The fear that if we don't not have the money, we will be living in the very miserable situation. We have no freedom. We will have no value.We will have no security. We will not live in a secure in the situation.
所以我们不想陷入到这种情况里面，没有自由，没有安全感，没有价值的意思。
That's why this verse is saying, "Be content with what you have." Why? Because you know who is not leaving you or forsake you. God is not leaving you, and He will not forsake you. Whatever you need in your life, He has.Provided already. He's the God of providence.
所以在这个情况当下呢，就讲的是我们当知足，不可贪心。为什么？因为上帝说他不会抛弃我们，也不会撇下我们。在上帝在我们人生中都有一定的预备。
And he's my shepherd, I shall not want.
他是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Whatever God gives you is the one that you should be content with.
上帝给我们任何的东西，当下给我们的就是我们需要去满足的。
This verse is not against wealth. Okay.It's a desire for wealth.
这个经节不是说钱不好，而是我们对钱的这个渴望。
You can live a life with or without money.
我们可以有钱也可以生活，没有钱也可以活。
But God promised the life with contentment.
上帝给我们有一个应许说给我们满足的生命。
So that's the second one. The first one is marriage or sex. The second one is money.
这是第二个，第一个就是性，第二个就是钱。
And he says in verse 6.So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my shepherd. Look, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me.
第六节就讲到说，所以我们可以放胆说，主是我的帮助的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
What I really like the last part, what can man do to me?
最后一节就很有意思，他说人能拿我怎么样呢？
It's actually that's the Christian freedom that no one can ever promise.
这个就是我们在基督里面的一个自由，没有任何一件事情能给我们这样同等级的自由。
How can I put you into bondage?
我怎么样能够让你去受困呢？
I play with what you fear.
我就去玩弄你最害怕、最担心的事情。
If you fear of losing money, I'm going to get you into bondage by not giving you enough money or not giving you the job that gives you lots of money. You are living in my bondage.
如果你怕你爱钱的话，我就说我不给你钱，我不给你很好的工作，那你就受到我的限制里面。
If you want sex, want a relationship, I can use that to manipulate you.
如果你想要性，想要一个生活，想要一个关系，我可以用这个去操控你。
Hey, the verse 6 is saying, He is my helper. Not the money, not the sex, not the relationship, nothing. He is the one who helps.
第六节就对这些事情说，这不是钱，也不是这个关系，也不是性，这个上帝是我的帮助。
He is the one who provides.
这是上帝，上帝是给我提供的人。
And I will not fear.
然后我也不会害怕。
Okay, if this job is too much, I will quit. Yeah, I have no money. But no one, no man can do harm to me because I'm protected by him.
如果这个工作不好，我可以有这样的自由和自信去辞职，因为没有人可以伤害我。
Christians, do you have the confidence?
我们在座的各位基督徒面对这样的处境的时候，我们有这样的信心吗？
If your boss, if your job is asking you, you have to come on Sunday morning because you're needed there. If you don't come, you will be fired. What would you say?
如果我们的领导会跟我们说，周日你必须要来上班，然后你不来，你就会被开除，你会怎么说呢？
Lots of people would just pray to God, God.Can I have some absence of leave? You know, Sunday, you know, I worship you every day. Sunday doesn't really matter that much. I can do that Saturday night, maybe Sunday afternoon. I can do a lot of things. Come on, God. You know, leave me alone, please.
那我们会跟上帝有一个祷告吗？就说，哎，我这个就一天不来，但是我平常下午也会来，我做这些事情，求你了，让我这次就不来吧。
Now, before you know it, they're going to take the time for you to read your Bible. You will not have time to pray. You will not have time to have a fellowship. The world is gettingin your life more and more and more. Before you know it, you have nothing to do with God anymore.
慢慢不知不觉中，他们就占用我们大部分的生活。慢慢，我们没有时间去小组，没有时间去读经，没有时间去祷告。
When can we Christians say no to this world, living in a fearless life?
我们基督徒怎么样可以对这个世界说不呢？就是我们没有这样的担心和害怕恐惧。
If you are a very good employee.
如果你是个合格的员工
，Can you tell your employer not you know bluntly, but you can tell them if you fire me, it's not my loss actually, it's your loss. Think about it.
在座的各位，如果是有在一个公司的关系里面说，我们敢不敢斗胆去跟我们的领导说，如果你把我开除了，这是你的损失，不是我的损失。
That's called confidence.
这个就是我们的一个自信。
And then live no fear.
我们不是活在恐惧当下。
So three things: the ethics to yourself, the sex, your honor, marriage, and the bed should not be undefiled, and the money. You live a life with contentment. You give money away to help other people. And the last one is one we just talked about: the mindset. You live a confident life.In Jesus Christ.
我们讲到说，在两件事情，就在性和钱上。性里面，我们说婚姻要尊重，床不可污秽，然后神有审判。第二个就是说，我们要有知足常乐，并且有一个自信，说上帝是我们的帮助者。
That's verse 1 to 6.
这就是1到6节的内容。
7 to 16.
7到16节里面。
We're going to pick up the pace a little bit.
我们会快一些。
The leaders. So remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcomes of their life, way of life, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
那从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他的为人和结局。耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
Where did you go? Study verse 17. You talk about the leaders again.The obey your leaders, but we don't have time to talk about that.
第十七节讲的说要顺从你的教导你的人，但我没有时间去讲这些。
Leaders, Every single one of us need some kind of a guidance to ride out the storms, life storms.
我们每个人都需要一定的领导去过这些生活的困难。
If you're honest to yourself, you humble yourself, you know you cannot do it yourself. You need the people around you.
如果我们谦卑的来审视自己的话，我们发现我们是需要有人在我们身边去帮助我们。
Especially the guidance or the instructors in your life.
特别是我们需要有人去教导我们在生活之中。
Especially those people who have been there, done that.
特别是之前这些人经历过和走过我们所经历的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if you are in a life storm, you know for sure Jesus Christ has been there and done that. Has been betrayed, has been misunderstood, has been persecuted, has faced all the challenges and all the issues under the sun. We talk about in Hebrews 4
所以我们讲的
12.
在生活中所经历的一切，我们被人背叛，被人误解，被人去虐待，然后甚至经历了这些挑战，我们都在希伯来书四章里面看到说耶稣基督都已经走了。
And God raised some people among us, the people who have been in this life journey a couple of years ahead of us.
所以生活中周围也有这样的人，他有在我们先前走过的一些经历。
That's why verse 7 asks you to urge you to remember those people around you.
所以第七节就是说，让我们想念他们，让我们去记得他们。
What do those people do? They spoke the word of God. They're not just, you know, I've been there, done that, just follow me. No. They are humbly teach the word of God.
所以这些人他不是说啊我就是在这里拿嘴巴讲，而是说他们很谦卑的去教导这些人。
And their outcome of their way of life, take a look at how they live their life, their marriage life, the son, the parenting issues, how they face the life storms and issues, the outcomes of their life.
所以我们留心看他的婚姻怎么样，他是怎么样教导自己孩子，家庭关系怎么样，去看他们的生活。
And follow them.
然后也去跟从他们的生活。
And verse 8 basically give another turn.Verse 8 give another turn, basically.
第八节就让我们去把目光再转向。
All the leaders in your life, they are going to pass away. They will be gone. Your parents will be gone. Your good friends will be gone one day or another. Everything is basically changing. And you are changing as well. You're looking for guidance. You're looking for instructions.But those things become sometimes very fuzzy when you get on the life journey, sometimes.
所以这个第八节就把话锋一转，就是说没有人是像耶稣基督从今直到永远是一直一样，而且他是永存的。所有的人都会我们所寻找的这些帮助，所看重的这些长辈都会过去，而耶稣基督他是不变的。
The plans changing, the people are changing, the power is changing.Everything's you are changing all the time as well.
计划会变，我们所经历的环境也会变，包括我们自己也会有一些改变。
Brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen, there's a great truth there.
我们各位这里有一个很好的真理可以让我们去看。
The only thing that's not changing is change. But the great truth is that Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever, He will not change.
我们讲说世界都是在变化，但是在这里我们看到耶稣基督他不会改变。
He says he loves you. He did it before by dying on the cross. And he's doing that with the Holy Spirit today. And he's saying that you are coming home someday. Yesterday, today, and forever. His promise will be kept intact because he's never changes.
我们看到耶稣基督说爱我们，因为在他们认识我们之前他已经为我们死了。在如今他也用圣灵提醒我们说我们有一天会回到天家去和他一起，所以他昨日今日到永远他也是不变的。
Everything will fall apart no matter what. The universe is going to die down eventually. The sun is going to, you know, burn out eventually.
所有事情都会消失，包括太阳也会有一天没有。
The author of Hebrews basically challenges you focus on something that is eternal and unchanging. That's your goalWhen you get on the race, remember chapter 12, when you get on the race, that's what you need to focus to ride out the life journey, the storm.
希伯来书作者挑战我们去思考一些永恒的事情，不变的事情，就像是在十二章里面讲的说，这就像我们旅途的或者竞赛的一个终点一样。
Yeah, that's verse 8.
这就是第八节的内容。
Is that verse 8? Yeah, Jesus Christ. Then verse 9 to all the way down, he's still talking about Jesus.
第九节到后面他也是一直在讲基督。
He said, you know, if you know God is not changing and I give you the instructions, Do not be led away by all the crazy false teachings.
因为耶稣基督他是不变的，上帝也是这样的，所以不要去随从这些奇怪的教训。
For it is good for the heart to be strengthened by what? By grace. So your heart is being nourished, not by those religious rituals, something that you need to eat, something that you need to do, something you know, the religious thing, the money you have to pay and all that type of thing. No. Your heart is strengthened by the grace of God. What is the grace? That's something God delivers to you. You are not worthy of it, but you are in great need of it. That's the thing that's called grace.
在里面讲到说，因为人心靠恩才坚固是好的，就是我们不是靠着这些饮食或者习惯去活着，而是说因为上帝恩典在我们不配的时候他给了我们。
My goodness, God is not changing, and He died on the cross. He sent His only begotten Son, died on the cross 2,000 years ago, delivered the grace so that we can be called a son of God, and we have promised the Heavenly Father. We didn't do nothing. Nothing we did.But we greatly need that thing. We need eternity. We're created for eternity. But God delivers His grace through His Son.
所以上帝是不变的，他在两千年前因为我们的缘故死在十字架上，让我们可以成为神的孩子。但是我们什么都没有做。
And He's not changing.
然后他又是不变的。
Yesterday, today, tomorrow, His promise is still there.
他的恩典还有他的约还有都是不变的，应许也不变。
Someday, ladies and gentlemen, in a short period of time.You're going to see him very soon.
有一天，在很短的时间内，我们也会见到他。
The one who loves you the most, not your wife, not your husband, not your kids, not nobody. The one who died on your in your place.
最爱我们的人不是我们的孩子，不是我们丈夫，不是我们的家人，而是那个为我们死的基督。
It is amazing grace.
这是一个奇妙的恩典。
It is amazing grace. Is that right? It is amazing grace.
这是一个奇妙恩典。
While our heart is strengthened by the grace.
我们知道我们的心是靠上帝的恩典才得以坚固。
So he kept saying, I'm just going to finish this. I don't want to leave that hanging there. Not by food, which have not benefited those that devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of the animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood.So basically, the whole thing is talking about if you have the Hebrew background, especially the Old Testament, the ritual background, you know what they're talking about. For those Jewish audience, they know exactly what's talking about.
所以在这里面我们看到第十节到第十二节的内容，这个内容其实犹太人他们是很熟悉，他到底在讲些什么呢？
So in the old Jewish sacrificial system, you have the bulls, then to kill it, and you got the blood,For the high priest, and you have the goats, and then you kill it, have the blood for all the people. What do you do with the dead body? You take it out to the outside of the camp. What do it? You burn it. Nobody have access to it. It's burned up.
所以在旧约的时候，他们是说有一个牛，然后他把这个牛宰了，把血浇在撒在这个祭司身上，又有一只羊，他们把这羊的血撒在这些众民的身上，最后他们把这个身体拿出去，拿到营外去烧。
And he's saying that Jesus was actually executed outside the camp, outside the city.
所以他就讲说，耶稣基督就好像那个羊一样，他是被拉到了城外去被钉死。
And we know he is the Lamb of God. He's a sacrifice.
然后我们也知道他是耶稣，他是神的羔羊，也是我们的祭物。
What he's saying in this scripture is saying, when Jesus was dead outside, for those dead body, they are burned up. You have basically zero access to it. But when Jesus was sacrificed outside the camp, everyone have access to him because of grace.
所以他就在讲说，你们每一次在献祭的时候，你把这羊拿到营外去给人去烧，但是没有人可以借着这样的。缘故来到神面前，但是耶稣基督他一个人死了，所有人都可以借着他的缘故来到上帝的面前。
So basically, we are saying, remember Jesus because he is not changing. Second, he nourishes our heart by his grace. The third one is the one we just talked about. He gives us access to God.
耶稣基督的时候，他是不变的。第二个，他是也是给我们恩典，让我们可以得活的。第三个是他也是我们的献祭的这个祭物。
He becomes accessible to everyone outside the camp. We are outside of camp because we don't belong to the Jewish
所以他让这个营外的人都能够得到上帝的救恩，就好像我们这个营外的人，我们可以和神有这样的关系，借着耶稣基督。
Of course, the conclusion over here, the rest of the 16 verses is saying, you know, the religious institution is going to fall apart. We are not looking for the city that's going to stand. We're looking for the heavenly city, which is the Mount heavenly Zion, is going to last forever. That's where we're going to look for. That's where Jesus Christ is located.He urges those Jewish Christians to focus on that.
所以在这个情景底下呢，他就讲说，所有任何宗教的仪式和场所都会倒塌，而上帝他的国是不变的。
Of course, he end of that in verse 16, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such a sacrifice is pleasing to God.
所以只说不可忘记行善和捐助的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So, well, if you go back to verse 15,It also says, through him that let us continually offer up the sacrifice to praise to God. So verse 15 is talking about the worship. Verse 16 talks about the action, the word and the deeds.
我们讲到说15节就是说我们应当靠着耶稣基督常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就承认主之名嘴唇的果子。就是第一个就是说我们是有这样的行为，然后会有这样的一个举。
So the verse 16 is actually going back to verse 1, focus on what you need to do, but in the context of what you know about who he is.
然后16节就是回应了第一节的内容，就是我们要做什么，去反映了耶稣基督他是什么样的神。
Brothers and sisters, if we live a life from perspective of eternity, everything that we do,Although, no matter how trivial they are, how insignificant they are, they become very significant in God's eyes.
所以在座的各位弟兄姐妹，如果我们在生活中所做的都是因为从永恒的角度去做，不论我们做的是多小，都是有一定的意义的。
Brotherly love.
我们弟兄之爱。
Love for strangers.
对陌生人的爱。
He didn't tell you to change the world and build up a nation, you know, Napoleon, Alexander, those type of things. That's the big thing.
他没有说让我们去征服世界，像拿破仑一样。
Small things.
就是小的事情。
Live a life, a holy life. Live a holy sexual life. Give all your money for the love of God, for the love of people.
活一个圣洁的生活，活一个圣洁的性生活，也掌管我们自己的金钱，让为别人的缘故。
Don't you remember that God will not leave you nor forsake you? So now live a content life. And you know that someone is not changing. Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. He's not changing.
上帝不是说他不会把我们撇下，不会丢弃，他是我们的帮助，并且耶稣基督他也是永久不变。
Brothers and sisters, live a life of hope.
我们要有一个有盼望的生活。
We live for eternity and we live for the glory of God.In that context, we can love everyone.
这我们除非活在永恒和在上帝的爱中，不然我们没有办法活出爱的一个生活。
Very interesting. When the Jewish people are facing other persecutions, they know, the Roman Empire is going to have a pretty bad persecution on their life.
所以很有意思是，这个犹太人，他们知道他们做这个事情的时候，他们将会面临到一定的大灾难。
He didn't say too much about how to deal with the persecution. He said how to live a Christian life, normal Christian life.
他在面对这样大灾难临近的时候，他没有说怎么去解决、去面对，而是说我们怎么样活出一个基督徒应有的生命。
You and I are living in a secular world. We are surrounded by the immoral sexuality, by the craziness about the gender issues, the political powers, and all this weird teaching.
我们活在当下的潮流中，现在我们连性别不分，并且还有这样各种各样的政治之间的争斗。
You know the message to the Hebrew people, the Jewish people is exactly the same for us.
其实对希伯来书的作者和他的受众讲的东西是对我们也是有益处的。
Live a life that is pleasing to God.
活一个上帝所喜悦的生活。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.We are so thankful. We are so grateful for what you have done. Before we know you, You sent your only begotten Son, died on the cross in our place, so that we can be called the children of God.
我们在天父感谢你，在我们未认识你之前，你已经赐你的儿子，让我们可以成为你的儿女。
With such a promise that the one day you and I, you and us, will be sitting in the same festival.
给我们这样的应许，有一天我们会活在一个同样的城里。
And that's for eternity.
这是永远的。
Oh Lord.Give us a promise, give us a hope. Once we get into the life storm, we're facing difficulties, the challenges, even frustrations, even the loss of life. Lord, may the people of God have a hope in you.
我们在天父，让我们有这样的盼望，虽然我们面对各种生活的困难，甚至是死亡，让我们可以有这样的信心在你里面。
Have mercy on us, Lord, Lord.
怜悯我们。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.